VorpalNetwork.com.
This episode of The Tome Show is brought to you by Noble Knight Games, where Out of Print is available again. And listeners like you, thanks for using The Tome's Amazon store.
Hi, I'm Ed Greenwood, and you're listening to The Tome.
Welcome to The Tome Gen Con Special. The Tome is a D&D news, reviews, and interview show, and I'm your Tome host, Jeff Greiner. In this episode, it's time to get naughty with Ed Greenwood as we listen to the Spin-A-Yarn event. This is the last Gen Con special episode. Now, that's not to say that this is the last of the content from Gen Con. I still have a bunch of interviews that I'm going to be releasing as the month goes on. The only question is, do you want them in 3 half-hour episodes or 1 hour and a half long regular episode? So, your call, just email me at thetomeshow@gmail.com or give me a ring at the Tome's biz line at 919-BIZ-TOME. That's 919-BIZ-TOME. Other than that, we're also working on the Dark Sun episode and perhaps one that looks at psionic power. So, if you have any questions or comments you'd like us to address on those products, make sure you again call the Tome's Biz line at 919-BIZ-TOME. Likewise, if you have stories from Gen Con, you can call in with those at 919-BIZ-TOME as well. Just like my buddy Mitchell here did, the awesome listener that I mentioned in the last episode. And here's what he had to say about Gen Con.
Hello, Jeff. This is Mitchell, and I wanted to tell you my Gen Con story. This is my first Gen Con I've been to, and I had many expectations. All of them were met and probably greatly fulfilled. The first is I went and played D&D. Played 4 or 5 games of Living Forgotten Realms. Played in the Dark Sun Arena. And had the opportunity to play in the D&D Championship, where you could play your own epic tier characters. Besides that, I actually went to some seminars by some other home show guests, including Quinn Murphy, talking about skill challenges. But I would say the best part about Gen Con is going to the meet and greet during Sunday. With this, you was able to meet all your great podcasts. I was able to meet Quinn Murphy from At Will, Newbie DM, Fatty DM, Chris Sims, Tracy aka Sarah Dark Magic, and many more, including Jeff himself. I would recommend everybody to try to make it out to next Gen Con. You're missing out if you don't go.
And lastly, before we get into the rest of the episode, don't forget to check out recent string of articles on temporaryhitpoints.com. I'm trying not to pimp my news site on every episode, but now and then I do like to chime in and let you know what's been going on over there. Like the brouhaha that Tracy Hurley from SarahDarkMagic.com stirred up when she wrote an article for new players on how to choose your statistics, and she said that using an array was the most common way to do it. And then, of course, 15 people commented in response to that, and it started a conversation that I find to be very, very interesting. And I've also been continuing my series on a new bit of design that I call personality styles, which works along with the mechanics of backgrounds to describe your character's personality and give a small mechanical benefit to represent them. And I kind of like to play with those mechanical benefits and make them a little bit more interesting than a normal background benefit, which is just a standard, +2 to a skill. So you can check all of those out at temporaryhitpoints.com. Last thing. I know a few people have emailed me explaining they're having a hard time hearing everything in some of the recent episodes. First, thanks for the feedback and letting me know. I personally prefer that instead of not knowing that there's a problem, that somebody let me know, and I can then try to solve the problem. Second, I knew that there would likely be some problems with the audio coming out of Gen Con. It's really hard to get good audio from a convention. You've got a lot of background noise and a lot of other things going on. Plus, you put the mic up by the speaker in a seminar, and then the audience ends up talking, and you're trying to boost that as much as possible without making it just unlistenable. And to top it all off, I've also been using a new microphone for the Gen Con special episodes, which I'm getting a little bit used to. That said, not trying to make any excuses. I know it's too late for most of the Gen Con special episodes, but I'm going to try to boost the volume with the rest of them that remain, this one and the interviews. So please let me know if you guys have any more problems with the audio so I can make sure to try to get you as good of an episode as you can get. But now it's time to talk and prepare for the seminar that I recorded at Gen Con. Ed Greenwood spin a yarn, which I think warrants a little bit of preparation. This is a yearly event where Ed Greenwood gathers a crowd into a room and calls out for suggestions from the audience. An editor from Wizards of the Coast sits with him taking notes, and he takes in all suggestions from the audience and promises that before the next Gen Con, he will write a Forgotten Realms story for the D&D website, including each and every single suggestion provided in some way, shape, or form. Which can get a little crazy in a 2-hour seminar of basically brainstorming insane things that could happen in this story. That said, be warned. I don't recall any inappropriate language being used, nothing specifically offensive, meaning that there wasn't any cursing that I recall, but there was a lot of innuendo. A lot of innuendo. So, while the F word may not be used in this recording, F-ing receives a lot of attention. So, despite my normal clean nature for the show, this episode is maybe not as appropriate for younger audiences. You've been warned, it's all fairly goofy and silly and goes a little crazy, but there's a lot of innuendo. What can I say? Ed Greenwood is a dirty, dirty man. Before all of that, however, let's talk about our sponsor, Noble Knight Games. Noble Knight specializes on buying some people's old game books and then selling them to people who've been looking for them. My pick for this episode, however, is not something old for sale. It is the Game Mastery Hellscapes Pack, which is a brand new set of maps from the Game Mastery line by Paizo Publishing. It's a pack of 18 full-color 5x8 map tiles that can be combined into a wide variety of horrific adventure scenes. And Noble Knight has it for under $12. Links will be in the show notes, and thank you for your support, Noble Knight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Well, let's do this thing then.
Welcome to the 2010 edition of Spin a Yarn with Ed Greenwood.
Yay!
And as you know, the traditions of this little farrago are that a female Wizards of the Coast employee is present to record everything. The object of this seminar is to make her blush.
Yes!
She doesn't blush easily. This is Susan Morris, Forgotten Realms line editrix.
Yay!
She handles Bob. She handles me. So, hey, you guys should be easy peasy. Now, the usual rules apply. We cannot use in this story real world people. I suppose you could use real world people who've been dead for a century or so and have no living descendants, but you better check out their genealogy first. Okay, you know, early dead presidents, maybe, but, you know, nobody more current than that. No trademark things, okay? I'm not going to be putting Hostess Twinkies in a Forgotten Realms yarn, okay? Or Incredible Edibles, or any of the other things that I'm tempted to put in, okay? So, your suggestion should not incorporate things that we cannot use. And everybody is welcome to participate in multiple suggestions. Have you all read last year's spinning yarn?
Yes.
It is on the website.
Yes.
Yes. How do they find it, Susan?
They go to the Wizard's main page for D&D, and it should be right up there on one of the main buttons. Yeah.
Oh, dear. Navigation is involved. That counts me out. Okay.
Or type it into Google.
Ah, okay. Okay, so we're going to put together an even better, hopefully not even longer, but I do promise that if your suggestion does not offend against those rules, I will include it in the story. Everything makes it in. It may be suitably transformed to make it fit in the realms, but it all makes it in there. So, with that lovely addition, let us begin. Who would like to throw the first, the inaugural idea for this year? Oh, sir.
A magical sword with the personality of a sneak thief trapped inside that wants to get out.
Oh, too easy.
Okay.
It's going to be an interesting year.
Sneak thief wants to get out.
Mm-hmm. Sword.
Sword. Is this a talking sword?
It is. Made on the cheap by sticking the soul of a sneak thief into a normal sword.
Okay. Cool. Okay. I can work with that. Definitely.
Just a quick question. Is this pre or post spell plate?
Mm-hmm. Both. Neither. Your choice. I think largely the element should be post spell play.
Okay.
But of course, depending on where we set it and what we do with it, or the multiple settings, there could be stuff in the past that leads to a story now. But if you're going to put stuff in the past, please have it fit with the stuff we already put there. Don't, okay. You know, no new empires, no changing the names of people, okay? It should fit onto the realms. There may be people reading that's like, not in my realms, but it should fit in the realms. You know, as in, you might not want to put pink fenders on your vintage Mustang, but the guy selling you pink fenders for your vintage Mustang will probably make sure that they would fit the vintage Mustang. Okay, cool. How am I going to have to do this whole thing? Yes, Matt.
So this was a sword that has a spirit trapped into it?
The spirit of a sneak thief.
The spirit of a sneak thief. And then Elminster woke up and realized the euphemism of his dream. Speaking of a sword.
Sticking. You're not doing Bronwyn, are you?
Oh! Is this not the Bronwyn?
This is the Bronwyn. Oh.
I'm sure Elminster can work with that.
Okay.
Our sneak thief faints at the sight of blood.
Right, the sword that faints at the sight of blood. Yes, I can definitely work with this.
An elf wench from Icewind Dale was the lover of the soul, and she seeks the sword.
Ooh.
Before he was in the sword.
Cool.
Could be kind of painful afterwards.
A question. Yes. Can I write romance, you know, the Forgotten Realms romance line? Can I start it here and now?
You can certainly try.
Trying's always good. Okay, how steamy can I make scenes?
You know the rules.
Oh.
Dang.
It's going to be like, you know, what's up, Doc? In the bedroom? Yeah. Okay, sir.
A group of pixies have found a sword and are worshiping it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I could definitely work with that. Because, after all, if it's a religious ceremony, it can't be porn, right?
That's going on Twitter.
Yes, Lisa.
So, if you have a religious ceremony, the seamstress is creating the garb for the ceremony, and she accidentally spills the pot of glue onto some hot pink fabric and makes today's equivalent of death tape, hot pink death tape for your ceremony.
Hot pink duct tape. I like it. Now, are you recommending there be anything special about this glue, other than it's sticky?
Very sticky.
Very sticky. Is it edible?
It is now.
Sorry, my mind just naturally leaps to all the possible literary uses of
pratfalls. And you know what all you can do with duct tape.
Oh, everything except ducks, I know.
Oh, you could.
But yeah, you could, but they won't stay. Yes.
Somewhere we need an infernal revenue agent who's very anal retentive that you can't have the treasure until you fill it out. Page 12, line 37, section C. Nope, no treasures.
Ooh, I like that. I will have to twist it a bit. Okay, now, existence of a taxation agent would imply that we are in some sort of, for that scene at least, organized country with a government.
Well,
do you have a...
Depends on how low you want to go to find a country.
Oh, okay. Do you have any preference? Any preference to anybody?
Sounds like they.
Really? Yeah, we never did write about, say, in tax collectors, did we? We should amend that grievous lack of... okay. Can we get a trilogy out of this?
let's see how much you can get out of it.
Okay.
You're doing
Volume
it for free,
one.
Right?
That's right. I'm doing it for free. Volume 1, The Audit. Volume 2, The Sports Stadium. I know how these things work. Okay. Ideas. Come on, I need ideas. I'm a writer. I don't have any ideas. I need ideas.
Christopher Rowe, your longtime fan, would be disappointed if we didn't somehow find a way to integrate pudding into your
show. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Religious ceremonies.
Okay, I'll be putting it in. And then afterwards, I'll write the story.
Yay.
Oh.
Oh, sorry. Yes, sir.
Tax collector is getting non-monetary bribes
from the Pixies.
Oh.
Pixie sticks.
Pixie sticks.
Sorry.
Oh, we need to add some
trademark.
Trademark.
I'm saving the line "Pixie sticks" to go with the glue.
Oh, well,
I'm just holding the meeting
to Nixie sticks.
Nixie sticks. I don't know if lawyers want to be involved in this story. Well, let's just stick with suction cups and a short step ladder.
Pixie rocks.
Oh.
It's cold. It's wintertime.
Yep. Okay. It's cold. It's winter time. It was a dark and... Okay.
I've just taken creative writing course.
I do it every year. The naked halfling who thinks he's invisible.
He's got his arms crossed. Okay.
Walks around like that.
And he has been hired by a tax collector as an assistant.
He's been hired by the tax collector as an assistant.
There you go.
I've got a hand up in the back first. And then.
Needs to get the naked... Definitely
needs
the poke of the sword.
Yes. But the sword doesn't draw blood because it's afraid of blood.
It's a stunning sword.
It's a stunning sword. He gets poked with a stunning sword.
Is this an allegory? Yes.
He's not injured by the sword because he's had a terrible mishap with the hot pink duct tape.
Oh, boy. You know, every now and then I toy with the idea of actually having one of these stories being, you know, PG-friendly.
Wait, it's been PG. Get your mind out of the gutter, Ed.
It's turn green.
What she's really typing is the email to you, Ed. We are not doing anything they're suggesting.
I better check.
Wow, I didn't know you could fill out restraining orders online.
A good for a week.
Instead of wounding, when the sword attacks someone, it curses them with threats and randomly switches languages.
Oh, wow. Okay. Randomly switches languages, but I'm going to stick to realms languages, not real world ones.
Right.
Because, yeah. That would get to be a pain to write. Except I might sneak some Latin in there. Latin's always fun.
There's a Siamese beholder connected at the ice dock.
Connected to
another beholder.
Oh wow. So,
to Forbes two big eyes.
Got a Siamese beholder.
It looks weird.
Connected with
duct tape. Make her type mouse on the
sides. Making this lovely archway.
That's right.
And then, okay.
And the sword is the only way to remove them.
Yeah.
To separate them.
To separate them. Magically.
That's the only way to free the sword is to separate the
Oh, this is definitely going to have to be a trilogy. I can see the progress now. There's the moment of redemption. There's that moment of medical foolery. Oh yes.
Don't forget the
where Bronwyn lives. Yeah, I can see. I can do this.
Yes.
The sword's a nine life stealer.
The sword's a nine life stealer. But wait a minute, we said earlier it was a normal sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's a twin. He thinks he's a nine life stealer.
Thinks it's a nine life stealer. Okay, we can work with that.
That's why the language keeps changing.
That's
okay, that's what, okay. And this is how plots get worked out for, great long fantasy sagas published by publishers everywhere. Yes?
Okay, elaborating on what was said before. The two beholders, they're joined at the eye stalk, so they're kind of face-to-face, is that it? Their central eyes create a unique anti-magic field because two of them...
Because they're seeing eye-to-eye, okay.
Oh. They're seeing eye-to-eye.
And that unique...
Oh.
Yes, that unique...
Seeing eye-beholders.
Please do not pet the service animals. They are working. They are seeing eye-beholders. Okay, yeah.
That unique field is the only way to negate what was done with the sword and release the spirit. It's got to be stuck into that field between the two. And I'm just...
Right
between the eyes. Sticking a phallic object between two large globes. And I wasn't going
there.
Can we get an artist rendition of this?
Save it.
Save.
Yes, I can illustrate these if you wish. I don't know how wizards will feel about posting those illustrations on the website, but I did indeed illustrate monsters years and years and years and years and years and years and years ago in Dragon, because one had to show the artist what they looked like. This was in the era when you sent in a module and you got the instruction, please send in a photograph of a horse. Do not assume the artist has ever seen a horse. There will be a knight on the horse. Please send in a picture of a human, because do not assume the artist. So yes, I can draw these things. and then they can fix it in Photoshop. Okay. Any more suggestions? Or are we done?
Where there's an elf, there must be a drow.
Okay.
A drow who is the one who originally trapped this poor thief into the sword.
Okay.
So perhaps a drow wizard.
A drow wizard. Do we have a gender for a drow?
Cupcake.
Okay, we have a name. Do we have a gender for Cupcake?
It's asexual.
Transgender.
Female. The sneak thief was trying to cop a feel. Okay, he's trying to steal from her.
No. I was just. What does cop a feel mean?
I can show you.
He wanted to taste her treats.
Save me.
Oh yes, I can see the slogan now. Wizards of the Coast, we want to taste your treats. Not just one.
Cupcake was exiled from Drow society for being disgustingly cheerful and perky, dressing in bright, happy colors, but still, and at the same time, being irredeemably sadistic and evil. She's just perky evil.
Perky evil.
Wow.
Did somebody say sunshine? Sunshine down below. She's typing as fast as she can. What was that again, sir?
Tortures people by showing you pictures of her family on vacation.
Okay. She tortures people, but that's so real world. Okay. Yes.
Memento. He has a bag of holding filled with dead things.
Oh, I like that.
What
do
you say?
A bag of holding
filled with
dead things. Okay, management material. Okay, yes. Did I say that? Oh, sorry. I work in libraries. Did I mention that? I work in public libraries. Yes, sir. You were just, okay.
Okay, to go with the dead kittens, Cupcake has a habit of animating the dead, dressing them in Philly clothes, and having tea parties with them.
Something I actually put into an early Realms novel.
Really?
Oh, yes. I had them, all the zombies and skeletons were in beautiful gowns, and they were dancing, ballroom dancing, and then drinking tea. And the editor at the time said, Ed, you're sick. It was like,
they didn't know you very
well.
That was hiring material.
Brian.
No.
Oh, okay. Yes, Jay.
This infernal revenue agent needs something to do, so he's got to be collecting from someone.
Collecting what?
Well, that's the question.
Okay.
But are the infernal revenue
agents... But don't forget...
Is it Tara?
I think the revenue agent needs to have a romantic relationship with Cupcake.
Uh-oh.
I'd better. A sadistic wizard. Listen, and an IRS agent.
Oh. Yeah, a drow and IRS, they seem like...
A romantic relationship. Can this be explicit?
As explicit as it ever is.
Hi, babe. I'd like to audit you in that room over there. Okay?
Now that we're done.
Yes, now that
with
we're done.
With the right forms.
In triplicate.
Would you prefer the short form or the long form?
And I would like to file an extension.
See, I don't have to write any of this stuff.
It just writes itself.
A letter of credit signed by
Ooh. Ooh. Bing, check. Realms the annulment. I need more of those in this story. Hint. Subtle. Hint.
This place it's in the middle of winter, correct?
Yes.
Okay. How about in Cormyr? Specifically in Erebel.
Ooh.
I thought we were in Thay.
Yeah. Were we in Thay?
Yeah. No, we had
I'm sorry.
We had a Thay in tax collector.
Oh, he's a Thay in tax collector.
And the elf wench is from Icewind Dale.
Yes. So we have Icewind Dale, Thay, and we have at least one scene set in Cormyr in the winter when it's cold. Okay? And everyone has to snuggle up to keep warm.
And the elf wench is Ginger.
Ginger, okay.
I have to ask, though, why is it... I think the question that needs to be answered is why do we have a Thayan Infernal Revenue Agent operating in Cormyr?
That's a very good question.
And the answer is? He didn't Thay.
He didn't Thay. Oh, I like it. Oh, gee. Okay, there goes the Annie Award. Sir.
There has to be a war wizard desperately hunting for the bag of dead kittens.
A war wizard desperately hunting for the bag of dead kittens. Because
one of his favorite kittens was in the bag.
Oh, I thought it was for spell components, but okay.
No, he's a war wizard. You know he loves covering kittens
in dire peril. This room was.
Oh, no pussy jokes.
Because someone polymorphed into a cat is trapped in that bag.
Ooh. I like it.
Technically, the body. No, instead of Ginger, name Kitty.
Kitty.
That's a better tie-in.
Kitty, okay.
Cupcake,
Kitty.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Infernal Revenue Agent's relationship with Cupcake has an ulterior motive. He's actually trying to collect an extremely valuable gem that is hidden in the body of one of the kittens. Yes, they put it in the kitty.
Oh, wow. I would like to ask the front row to speak contrapuntally for the next 30 seconds.
I went to Spinny Yard 2010. All I got was this lousy concussion.
We could work with that. I'm not hearing any wild suggestions that involve, romantic relationships other than Cupcake.
I know. A wench needs a romantic relationship.
I agree.
seeing as we have some day here, I think a cold iron chastity bone.
A cold iron chastity bone.
Nice.
Oh, I'm seeing a title in there somewhere.
And ironically, her name was Chastity. That's where the name came from, uh-huh. In the realms.
And does Chastity have lots of belts? Before she starts writing?
Or was she belted?
Oh. And is this a euphemism or is this a
And did she enjoy it?
Oh. Well,
I think you have to read the story to find that out.
We have an enchanted sword. Why don't we have an enchanted Chastity belt?
Didn't we do the intended Chastity belt last year?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did, actually.
This one's called on here.
It didn't talk. Okay. We needed a Chastity belt that talks.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And there it is.
Save.
1023.
1023. Mark that. Or 223.
I can notate that on the make that make sense.
223.
The spirit of the sneak thief does indeed get released from the sword. And winds up in the chastity belt.
The chastity belt that talks.
Well, that's why it starts talking.
And has a mouth.
Yeah, that's why it starts talking.
Does this mouth
it's the only way to shut it up.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, wait, we... There's a very serious man in the back.
I'm sorry.
No, man.
Did she blush?
I think one of the veins in there is throbbing. Does that count?
Everyone's chasing the animated dead kittens from the bathhouse.
The animated dead kittens are being chased in the bathhouse by everyone. Oh dear. And I thought it was going to be one of those books.
Yes, sir.
The whole thing is a case being investigated by a dwarven private investigator.
Named Rusty Beard.
Because while he's down there. Sorry. Like I used to say in seventh grade, it just popped out.
You said you needed more romance. We have a naked, invisible, or thinks he's invisible halfling. We need a companion that's infatuated with a naked, running, little midget man.
How about a gnome? These stories need a gnome.
A gnome chasing after the invisible.
Stop me before I sing again. A female ogre is doing the chasing of the halfling? Okay.
Oh boy.
Wait, please have a good suggestion.
And then, did she shine her tusks specially for the occasion? Okay. Cool. Yes, Lisa.
Okay, so if you have kittens running through the bathhouse,
yes,
they must fall in and turn into wet pussies.
Oh. She's technically in the second row.
That's her pet.
That's true. Okay, well, we can use that. Because we could be, like, subtle about it. Right, folks?
Did they drown, or are they safe?
They're dead.
Should
we not stay? Should we not let go? Okay.
I don't know how well they swim dead, but...
They float really well.
Well, they're reanimated. They can sink right to the bottom and walk around. They don't need to breathe.
And then so now we've got bestiality, undead sex.
I don't think anybody's mentioned having sex with the kittens yet. So
no.
You went there.
No. Somebody else was chasing them until they got wet.
Chasing them.
Oh, okay. So okay. Oh, you guys are just underachievers. I'd actually assume.
So we have submerged undead kittens in the bath, which means that inevitably someone has to come in for a bath and get one heck of a surprise.
Yes.
It could be the taxpayer.
That's murder.
Okay, so I sense here a theme, a somewhat body theme. not to say lewd. And this is a sort of slapstick theme. And these are a series of elements and active events. Do we have any reasons behind these events?
Just cause.
Just cause.
by the sewer.
Cupcake is hunting her because she's going to have kittens.
Okay, okay, I can work with that. I thought you were just going to leave us all hanging in it just because, you know. But okay.
Sir. I'm just wondering, because it's happening in Cormier. They would have, like, somehow you would have to involve the purple-headed dragons.
Oh,
maybe as the police force to find these wet pussies in the bathhouse or something.
Or just purple worms.
Purple worms, we use purple worms.
You are saying that so well. You're saying it almost like their commanding officer might say it.
Whose name is Ichabod?
Ichabod, okay. Yeah, I suppose George. We can steal from Washington Irving. He's dead enough. Yeah, you.
Benny.
Yes.
And then he called the guards.
Benny?
No. And then he called the guards. You haven't given me time to hide yet! Yes, okay.
Ichabod has a distinctive feature. He has only one eye.
Which gets us...
Oh,
and the beholder...
with an eye patch.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. I think I may play that one straight, as they say, because someone has to for 30 seconds in the middle of the story somewhere. And I do promise, by the way, to get this story done faster this year. You know, right after the next book, which must come first. Because her squirrel in martial arts means I will die if it didn't die. Yes.
Think about
Sloan's
yogurt at his opponent's.
Nope.
Pudding.
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 Pudding. White pudding.
Save.
Yes, I think I've been resisting putting yogurt into the realms as yogurt. But putting it in as pudding.
What about a black pudding?
Vanilla pudding. Is this a black pudding or black stealth pudding or
black pudding?
Black pudding. Okay. Yeah, we can do that. There's no color bar on puddings.
Well, black pudding is made from blood. So,
do we mean a black
blood? I had no idea.
Do you mean a black pudding monster or black pudding pudding? Chocolate?
Yes. I don't know.
Yes.
What would you prefer?
Well, if it's a monster, we can make it an albino black. He's ashamed to be honest.
I am but the servant of my reading public. So, yes.
What about the Pixies? The Pixies' ex-lovers are jealous of the sword, so they need to come to the sword. Don't ask me what they are. Somebody else can come up with that.
The Pixies' ex-lovers are jealous.
Oh. They're jealous because they're now
worshiping the sword.
Okay. Jealous of?
The attention that the Pixies are lavishing.
Oh, so
Treants. Pixies, there you go. Treants.
So Pixies are getting
good?
Oh, thank you.
This is more question than a suggestion.
Sure.
Has there ever been one of these in which there was a relation between two members of the same species?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Something reminds me about the gay
pirates. Yeah. Humans have relations with other humans in these spinny yarns all the time. Sometimes even of the genders that we're used to.
Sometimes even without alcohol.
Yes. Anything else?
I think we need to be serving something in the bathhouse, something to drink.
Oh, okay.
How about some absinthe?
Woohoo! Okay, now we go. Sir.
We're going to have to talk about alcohol. We should get some drunk zints in there somehow.
Some what?
Zinterim.
Drunk zinterim.
Drunk zints.
In the bathhouse, maybe.
Of course.
They don't seem to live anywhere else.
A bereaved wizard whose wife has passed and is now trying to cobble together a body for her from random parts and animals that he happens to find.
Such as the cats.
I like it.
I like it. I love it.
So, was she catty in the original, or?
No, not the kittens.
No, not the kittens.
Candelabra and snakes and geese. And whatever you have to find. Legs of reeds. And...
Okay, I could definitely work with that.
Let's try to put a unifying element in this.
Good luck.
The Infernal Revenue Agent has a list of items he needs to collect. And everyone else in the story he's interacting with because they, in some way, are related to one of these items.
Okay.
What's the list?
It's a scavenger hunt.
It's a
and one of them.
Wow!
It's a scavenger hunt.
He's looking for
scavengers. God, you're good.
It's because it's on the list. That's why he has to go.
Oh, because it's on the list.
It's on the list.
And they'll none of them be missed.
Anyone want to know who made the list?
Does it matter? He doesn't care. It's on the list.
That's a good point, though. Who made the list? Yes. Mm-hmm. I have to know it, even if it isn't in the story. Oh, no, I have an arm at the back here.
Dispatcher made the list.
Ooh. Okay, hang on a sec. We got Matt here.
Oh, no, his suggestion was way better than mine. Okay. But I will go off of what Brian was saying and saying with the reanimation of the cats to help bring it forth, they inadvertently unlocked the secrets of creating an undead cat golem.
An undead cat golem.
I added that.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no, this is going to be a Bronwyn Friezo. I could easily write those scenes, but... She would just have to take them out, and they're so heavy, you can't even throw them in the waste paper. He sort of dragged them with this trail oozing behind them, and the general, yeah, never mind.
Kitty is upset not only because her lover is in the sword that is now in a chastity belt, but because she is actually a wizard herself, and her wand has gone impotent. And she's seeking these tree ants so she can have
wood again.
Some wood again.
She's got to recharge the wand, man.
That's what I like about writing fantasy fiction. I just make it up as I go along.
That's book two, Got Wood.
Well, no, I do have to have chapter titles because these things get long. And yes, we can. Bruce, are you putting forth a suggestion or just stretching it? Help us. Yeah.
Kitty just wants to keep the chastity belt because it's easier to carry him around with.
Oh.
And it does have the tongue.
It does have the tongue. Okay, that's going to be a chapter title. It does have the tongue. Oh, yes. New York Times bestseller written all over it.
Well, somewhere in Times Square, anyway.
One of the kittens was blessed by the moon to cause any lycanthropes that sees it to revert to their rare shape. And there was one of his interim agents who transformed into a werewolf in the middle of the battle.
You know, there's a lot of werewolves.
Maybe the chicken is actually a werecat, then.
Okay, so I have werebunny, I have werecat, and I have the interest of too many werewolves. It's a convention. Okay.
A werecat
and werewolves
take that.
How about a
werearmadillo?
A werearmadillo.
Where?
Oh, there.
It's a little cold for the armadillo.
Okay.
Okay.
A convention. Where are the looks? Okay, I can see this is going in the same bright, shining trajectory as last year's. Yeah. It's in drive the poor writer insane. Or more insane. Excuse me. Okay. Yes.
Well, I think that if we're looking at post-spellplague, we need to work in a spellplague zone.
And what happens in a spellplague zone?
That's up to somebody else.
I just fire the nukes. I really pay no attention to where they went.
That's somebody else's department.
Does our Thayan Infernal Revenue Agent have a spell scar that does something?
Okay. Yeah, I can work with that.
Why do you think he's so intent on details?
Well, he was anal.
Oh. Oh boy, they signposted the way to the cliff and he leaped over it. Okay. The spell peg can cause random gender changing. I can't remember that we put that in the original Rome's campaign guide.
It should have been there.
It should have been there, okay, all right.
The spell plague zone is mobile and following the sword, chasing after it wherever it goes.
Oh, cool.
Oh, the sword. Oh, boy.
One day behind.
Oh,
Okay.
No. I need closer than that.
2 hours behind
you. 2 hours behind the
sword. So, sword gets to the bathhouse 2 hours later. It's getting there. The sword hasn't left yet. Real in.
Okay,
to keep that sword moving.
Okay.
You're doing Gilbert and Sullivan now.
A sword in the spell plate walking to a bar.
I
figured one of them would have seen it.
No.
Whoa!
Beholders are traveling.
There are lumberjacks chasing the treants.
Oh, I'm a lumberjack. I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
And I won't do the rest of it. Because we've already done that song of the spin on yarn.
So we have to do cutstones to previous songs and do new ones. Yes.
With all the insanity going around, one guy, none of the magic touches, he just wants to sit and finish his drink.
I like that. And that man will be me.
Maybe Elminster just wants to finish his drink.
Well, yeah, but I put Elminster in the last spinny yarn. Should he be in this one?
Yes.
No.
You think he'd have better sense?
Mert.
Mert's already in it. Okay, so Mert's, yeah, we know Mert's in it. Is this going to be, Elminster is going to be inevitable, I'm afraid? Or is he going to be in everything? Or do we leave him out?
He's an owl.
His pipe.
His pipe.
Rest his pipe.
Just his pipe.
Yeah. Rest just his pipe.
If you know what I mean.
Which one?
Matt.
I didn't even say it. That was Brian James.
Brian. Somebody's mummy might read this. And Elminster's pipe already has a bad enough reputation, which I will be sure to enhance in a few well-chosen paragraphs. Amazing. What are you smoking? Yes.
So as he sat down to have a drink, he realized he was sitting outside of a public theater where a large cabaret dance performance was just starting to begin.
Right next door to the bathhouse.
And what sort of performance might this...
Sword dancing.
Oh!
Ah. In a kilt.
It could have been worse.
In a kilt. Yeah. Yeah. Kilted.
With a sideshow of a sword swallow.
Yeah, save! Save!
What can Brown do for you?
I'm curious, this is rock and roll.
Well, that raises the question, who performs a large cabaret dance? A large cabaret dancer, the female ogre.
Ah.
Chasing the half?
No, is this female ogre in hat and fishnets? Or,
absolutely.
Literally fishnets.
Yeah. Fishnets.
Made of fishnets.
Actual fishnets. Actual fishnets.
With fish still in it.
Oh, the
oh, yeah. Oh, it's
definitely something fishy. Trying to swim upstream.
Oh!
downstream?
They swim both ways.
It's like watching an inevitable car crash. It's like watching the vehicles come towards the intersection and completely flat, bare, featureless terrain, and watching them, you have to know what's going to happen.
It gets worse, because I have a name for her. Her name is Ella, and she's known as Salmonella.
Oh. Oh.
It's not trademark.
It's not good when you catch salmonella.
It's not good when salmonella catches
you.
Well, I can see more chapter titles there.
What's the hobbit think about his girlfriend?
Think?
He thinks he'll never smell out of those fish.
Why do you think he wants to be invisible?
I'm going to need a little protection, Susan. Can I sit behind you for the time? Okay, what's next? Are we out of ideas? Can I go home now?
No.
Can I start writing?
Or do you want to put more in?
And then
sort of like walk around the kitchen, anything that hasn't been used in 3 or 4 years, anything you've always wanted to use, the omelet pan is there sizzling away, throw it in and I'll fold it over.
Oh,
that was nice.
And no one will ever know that it came from your hand. So,
can we put what? That line in?
Which one?
Throw it in and I'll fold it over and no one will ever know it came from your hand.
Sure. Oh, I could use that. I can go places with that. Yes.
He happens running away because he's vegetarian.
Oh. Eddie doesn't eat meat.
He doesn't eat meat.
Thank you for beating
me to that.
Okay. Right? Okay. Yes, definitely. The halfling is running away because he's a vegetarian.
What else we got here?
However, the girlfriend, the other, does hit on him occasionally, which means she obviously...
Little bits of beats.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, say it, Jay. We're all obvious here. Mm-hmm.
Save.
Oh, yeah, she saved everything. Oh, this is, it's all here. Every shining idea.
There's that blush.
She's only beginning to get the deer in the headlights look.
Oh, no. That's just an act.
Oh, okay.
She has this act that says, oh, really? Oh, I've never heard that one before. It's like 43rd time. It's a defense mechanism. We have to break through that armor, ladies and gentlemen. And others.
Yes. A priest of ill manners is trying to stop him from collecting all the items on the list.
Ooh.
So we have a list from this bidder being fought against by ill manner.
That's right.
Dispater.
So we got this and Dispater and Nomader.
Car talk with Dispater and Nomader.
The pet boys of the road.
The Mater brothers.
The sneak thief stole one of the items on the list, so the Infernal Revenue Agent needs to get a hold of him so he can beat the information out of the sword or the chastity belt.
Ooh.
And how is he going to beat the information?
I'm not sure he's figured that out yet either.
With a wooden club.
With a wooden club.
He'll put it on salmonella.
He'll put it on. Okay. Nah. Every item on Dispater's list is cursed. Whole lot of cursing going on in this story.
So Mert wakes up.
Is that the last line? Or is
but
with the chastity belt on.
But I was going to say, he wakes up in a chastity belt and finds a list next to his bed with a sword leaning up against the wall. Was it a dream?
Okay, so let me get this straight. Hasbro owns Parker Brothers, right? Clue is a Parker Brothers game. So yes. Mert... in the conservatory.
With the sword.
I can see this coming. Okay, we can go there. All right.
The oceans are turning crimson. So you have a crimson tide.
Right. And they're rated number one this year, folks. So. Okay. All right. Yeah, let's put that in there. I can work with that. I just have to make sure it's not the Crimson Tide you think it is.
Make it the Scarlet Tide.
You end up with pink snow.
Oh, you do.
Never in yellow snow.
Never eat pink or yellow snow.
And it goes with the neon pink pixies stuff thing. That's why the ceremony
must
be done in the winter in Cornet to separate the beholders.
Okay, I follow that. I'll follow you.
I wasn't complicated enough.
Red tide, ask any marine biologist.
Yeah, it's, yeah, there is, yes.
So
yes.
We're good.
Yes, we're good, yes. But it's
of course, it's toxic to everything that's...
Yeah,
spread.
Yeah.
Details.
Yeah, details. Mere details.
And what happened to
red tide? What's the problem?
Undead fish, what's the problem? Please write that.
Yeah, the undead.
Well, what do you think happens when you jump into a bath full of undead kittens?
Well, that's true. Kids play with dangly things all the time, don't they? In a bathhouse.
Sorry, I just had a flashback to my dangly things. Being played with by a kitten.
I thought when I was... dead kitty stuff. I thought it should all be dead puppies.
Dead
puppies.
Yeah. Okay. Jay, if I knew what you were talking about, I might be just disgusted. But I don't. So that's we're fine.
I'm pretty sure you will actually physically leap across the table and beat me if I shout this out. So I'm just going to leave it here, and if you want to read it, that is on you.
I love it when we pass notes in class. This is where the teacher always used to come over and say, I'll have that, Mr. Greenwood.
And then he usually reads it aloud.
Yeah.
Tell me, read it. Oh, is Ed blushing?
Ed, you don't read it, man.
I say, what an ill matter. Win, lose, or drow, there's something fishy about this whole thorned affair. Oh, shut up, you! You're not the only man chained to the oars, you know. I'm bent straight up here, morning, noon, and night, not knowing where my next meal will come from. And yeah, no, okay, I can do that.
To hopefully get this away from the perversion of dead kittens.
Too late.
I was hoping that we could possibly move it on to dead beavers instead.
Oh! Notice the subtle stop-loss maneuver there.
Yes.
Dead beavers. Okay, yeah, that's...
Well, no, I mean, because even live or dead beavers like to eat wood.
Did you...
We do have the spell...
Get your minds out of the gutter.
Spell plague could be turning kittens to beavers. I mean, it makes sense.
Yes.
Dire beaver.
Dire.
Did I see a season will be a problem.
If you have puppies, then they have to be rock.
Rottweiler puppies.
Okay, so who's animating all of these dead animals?
The spell plague.
Oh, Aunt Florence.
The spell plague is named Aunt Florence?
No, that...
Well, we never said in the products what caused the spell plague.
Exactly.
So perhaps Aunt Florence caused the spell plague. We have what mortals think caused the spell plague.
Well, she
is.
She has a lot to account for.
Hmm. I mean, somebody might believe that Aunt Florence did it, yes.
She's a clerk from Inglater. Okay. Because we know there has to be a church of all faiths in Inglater with all the clerics that come from there.
I was going to ask, is she a cleric of Inglater from Inglater fighting his faith?
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
There's another guy. I'm so confused.
And I just... can't see my way clear to writing the lyrics to that musical. You know. Okay, Jay.
Well, since spell plagues are not uniform everywhere, obviously Aunt Florence is a bit narcoleptic. Keep falling asleep in the middle, so they keep wandering off.
That has possibilities.
There has to be a clairvoyant animal in this somewhere.
A clairvoyant animal. Okay.
Somebody can come up with a clairvoyant animal.
Okay.
Can it be aware? Can it be one aware?
Oh. Yes.
Well, very aware.
A platypus.
A platypus. Thank you, Jay. A platypus. A were-platypus. Not the were-platypus of doom.
Yes.
The very same.
The
oracle. Be careful. The platypus of doom.
Ah, then we can't do that.
Woodpecker.
So,
and the were-platypus can't pronounce V's, so
it's a speech impediment.
Like Elmer Fudd.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay, great.
Wee-wee's.
Wary as wary. So.
Wary, okay.
I'm the werewolf of Ooh.
The were-platypus commands the undead beavers. He uses them as sort of protective coloration. They all look vaguely the same except
you
for the bill.
You need a good cover.
The were-platypus, the undead
beavers. His stronghold is known as the Damnation.
The Damnation.
The beavers of the Damnation.
So... okay. Do we have a name for the general staff?
The general staff.
The general staff.
I'm so slow.
What did he say?
What was it?
The staff of caucus.
Wow.
I don't have to do this job, you know. I just volunteer every year because I'm an idiot.
Okay. We have Staphylococcus. We also have the Salmonella running around.
If you expose the Staphylococcus to the spell plague, do you get a staph infection?
No. You get an X-rated story if you're exposing your staph.
But I suppose we can do that.
There's magical writing on the chastity belt that it's red that says there's always room for more. And you're caught into it.
But the chastity belt passes on a strap infection.
Wow. And we've got right back to the cabaret dancer.
Yeah. Somebody's whipping this into a frenzy. You know, I always start out to write a clean story for Spinning Yarn.
That's called a play.
Darn. Oh. I was hoping to fool somebody for like 3 seconds. Come on. To work with me here.
I'm innocent. I'm very innocent.
Stop it. I know. I have too much of a delay. I would just bite right up.
Jay.
If there's more than one spell plague and they all got together, wouldn't it be a social, giving us a social plague?
Social plague? Yeah.
Was there more than one spell plague? We'll never know. Or will we?
I can work with that. The same one meeting itself.
Maybe they're also attending the convention.
Yes, well,
The staff is also on the list.
The staff is also on the list. The staff. Tax collector's
the
list.
Tax.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
It sounds perfect now.
Yeah, and this is getting very circular. Okay. And I can work with this. And
oh, that's scary,
we're putting in illustrations.
That you drew.
How about a bathtub filled with cream?
Ooh. Oh,
bathtub
yes.
Full of cream corn.
A bathtub full of cream corn. Now that you realize you're getting straight into porn territory here.
It's cream pudding. I believe you said that it's a religious ceremony.
It was
tapioca.
That's right.
Oh.
So whose religious ceremony
was it? Or was it
tub full of cream corn?
Yes.
Tapioca pudding is fresh.
Or chocolate pudding.
Matt, we did chocolate pudding.
Oh, you're right. We can
it's chocolate pudding and albino chocolate pudding. Remember?
Now, I can have recurring characters. And then we're putting...
Chocolate pudding is actually the name of one of the cabaret dancers.
Yes. Now, why would she be called chocolate pudding?
Ed, I'm not the writer, Ed. You're going to have to think of this.
Oh, dear. Okay. Mm-hmm. We can work with this. Yeah, I think I can write a nice little sidebar that
a nightmare
that Susan will have to take out.
Yes.
So to describe it. Okay. And rides a nightmare. Okay. And what did I hear over here?
Corn fetish.
Has a corn fetish.
Ooh.
Okay.
So the tub full of corn is part of her act?
I thought it was part of a religious... Oh, no.
People pray when they see it. Is that close enough?
She's a shaker. Dancing is her religion.
Oh.
Ooh.
Her name is G-E-L-O.
G-E-L-O.
Oh, that's a bit close to a real-world thing. But, okay, let's put it down and see if we can work around it and sneak it in. Because, you know, I'm very subtle.
Cupcake also works at the cabaret.
As does Mert.
I was thinking he owned it.
And what does Mert do?
He's the owner of the cabaret.
Oh,
he opens and closes
it's
the
his
curtains.
Cabaret.
He opens and closes the curtains.
Yeah. But don't worry, the curtains match the carpet.
Oh!
Mr. Subtle strikes again.
Were they designed by Aunt Flo?
Florence.
I can't keep a straight face. Mert's codpiece is also on the list.
Oh.
And we get back to the fish.
But well, we have to have it first.
What curse does the codpiece have?
It's being worn by Mert. That's a curse.
That poor, poor codpiece.
Jeez, I think I got enough for about 6 books here.
Do you need more for 9?
Oh, yeah, I need more. I always need more. I'm insatiable. What?
When the drow goes to get the sword from the pixies who are worshipping it, she sets them on fire, therefore they're a flaming pack of pixies. The ogres have been smoking.
Smoke saving?
Don't we have
I don't know if we want
pixies. You know,
pixies. They don't want
I don't know if we should be encouraging smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where bestiality. Sure, smoking though.
That's exactly it. No, I figured we'd go for the
line somewhere.
Oh, we have flame and fey folk at least.
Okay.
Not the
fey. No. We've done that too.
Yeah,
we cannot be reusing that. Well, I don't know. Maybe we can. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Just put in. Please put in brackets. Not in the face. Because we've used it before, but we could have a little nod, a little echo, sort of like the Beatles putting in "She Loves You, Yeah, Yeah, Yeah" at the end of that song. Yeah, okay, we can do that. Mm-hmm. Yes, I can work with this. I can work with anybody. I can work with anything. So, give me some more things and bodies to work on.
Is that a challenge?
It's a challenge.
We need a ring of teleportation somewhere.
Ooh.
Yes, I suppose we do.
If you curse it,
if you curse it, a curse ring of teleportation.
Which is on the list.
It is on the list.
You wonder how we got from Faye to...
Oh, there you go. We were
yeah, that's how we got from Faye to Faye.
That's an idea. Yes. Okay. Okay. I can work with this. God, they're flying fingers. It's great.
Just so that we don't have to have two separate items on Mert for the guy to collect, the ring is sewn to the codpiece to keep it safe.
or is it one of those ones where you pull and it goes you know, and it used to say something you could hear.
I'm not sure why you're assuming it's sewn on the outside. Really?
Oh, yes, sir! Save! I was trying to be PG, but that's...
Well, it's perfectly in keeping for Mert.
If you're talking about a bull string, you know it's a gnomish invention of some nature. It's got internal workings. It's got to be gnomish.
Turtle workings.
Seriously.
I want to know about Mert's
one. Changes if it's a person of size.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's perfectly in character for Mert because what pickpocket is going to dare be brave enough to go in there?
Oh,
But the invisible naked halfling.
Lifts up his gun. Pardon me, sir.
He thinks I thought they were purple.
It's okay, I lick my fingers first.
Sorry.
Sorry, I was just flashing the inevitable scene. Someone there being very quiet and demure and nice and pretending she's not here. Hi. Come on, Jared. Give it, contribute something. Give me an idea. Come on. Please. No. Okay.
Save me.
Very wise. Anybody?
I've got tentacles on the brain. There has to be
tentacles.
Oh, no.
No.
I've got tentacles on the brain. Yes, yeah, I like that line.
I could sing that.
Well, Jack, the masseuse at the bathhouse is obviously a squid.
Or an illithid.
An illithid! Or an octopus.
Gives the massage with the...
That's it. I've got tentacles in the brain.
He gives good.
Oh, tentacles in the brain.
He just got it.
No matter what, it turns into a sticky situation.
It does, yes. Well done, sir. There's your parting line, yes. Oh, boy. I see suckers everywhere, too.
The Siamese beholders are working with their king eye beholders to a blind elephant. They do work together. They're both aberrations. One of this is not an aberration.
One of these things
is not like the other.
Pygmy elephant. It's got to travel. Pygmy elephant.
A pygmy elephant. Okay.
I wasn't going to make an albino.
Okay.
One of the pygmy elephants with a long trunk.
A pygmy elephant with a normal-sized elephant's trunk.
Okay, now wait a minute. If it was a normal-sized elephant's trunk, he couldn't lift it.
That's right.
It would be continually dragging it.
Correct.
He'd be dragging
it.
It's got wheels on it.
It's got wheels on it. Not enough that it's prehensile. It has wheels on it. Does it extend?
It has a little wagon.
Always.
It has a little wagon. And what happens when it falls off the wagon? Just asking. I just need to do my research here.
It's the pickpocket.
The pig.
That's why it fell off the wagon. Picked the pocket.
When it falls off the wagon, an angel...
Oh, no, not angels. No, no angels. Not again.
No, a deva gets its wings.
Okay. Yeah, I prefer to pronounce that diva for obvious reasons, but okay.
Line suggestion.
Diva the diva.
Line suggestion. Is that an elephant's trunk, or are you just happy to see me? No, it's an elephant's trunk.
Da-doom-tsh.
Save.
Whoa.
Can we put a little link in the story to let us know when we should be hearing the jump shots?
Hey, can we do that on the website? Can we have drum shots?
A little wave file to...
When you get to the right line, the rim shots? Yeah, that'd be cool.
Can we get one from here?
It just didn't notice. Yes.
That's worth a shot.
And it shows different text.
Yep.
So you can use that.
Oh, cool. Oh. So can we have the clean version and the not so clean version?
One that you have. Clean version.
Or the footnotes?
It would certainly be interesting to give it a shot.
DDI subscriber will be in for a surprise.
Oh,
how much
geez.
Extra do you think we can charge?
Hmm.
Unrated Ed.
Unrated
and
no,
unrated.
No,
and
no,
after dark.
No, no, no.
Ed,
actually,
live at the gym.
I don't know what the total should be, but you have to be able to pay in singles.
Yeah, that's true.
Peter Archer had a title all wrapped up for that. He said, we're going to call it Ed Time Stories. And it...
And he kept putting it on the schedule and then taking it off. I think it was the phantom way of getting another book onto the schedule.
We could get sick in the ed.
I was going to say, it could be worse. You could have the website offering to give good ed.
Well, you know, sex ed, you know. Let's just, you know, let's not beat around the bush here, so to speak. Ah, do I hear suggestion?
No, you don't.
You were just leaning against the wall for moral support, yes. Okay. What else do we have? Any more suggestions before I take this all away and write the world's...
Funny how you want to pull it back to the realms of the book.
I would like both. I love funny, but I would like...
Does the Thane have a name yet?
I don't think so.
No. Can I suggest Phil from House Atio?
Phil from House Atio. It's canon. It's in Erebo.
Oh, Lord.
He's a fae.
Oh. Well, he's got a house in Erebo. It's a summer house. He gets there through teleportation.
I really sincerely hope there's not a Horatio.
Oh, one to one, I hope. Sorry.
Does Horatio work at the bathhouse?
No. No, he works at the bridge.
Or under it.
Or under it. Yes.
So he's a troll.
Oh, dear. They warned me there'd be days like this.
And yet you keep coming back every year.
It's because I'm secretly a masochist. Secret.
Oh, secret masochist.
Not a secret.
Oh, darn. You won't tell, will you? No. Oh, great. Thank you.
You mean again?
It comes down to one final item on the list. And in a last-ditch effort to stop the Infernal Revenue Agent from collecting all the items on the list and possibly summoning Dispater to the realms, the Priest of Ilmater challenges him to some kind of a duel, some kind of a contest for custody of that final item.
It's
got
to be a drinking contest.
Oh, no, I got it. They have to see which one can endure Mert's mask pants the longest.
Ooh. Oh, that's a reference you won't get unless you've read Elminster Must Die. Which you should all rush right out and get.
So we have the priest. Let's just say this.
So in that case,
Ilmater is the god of endurance of pain.
The final battle is for possession of Mert's codpiece with the ring of teleportation.
So we have a priest. Do we know anything about this priest?
We will.
I suggest a smoke genasi. They're new to the realm now, aren't they?
Smoke
genasi. That mixes the fire and air genasi elements.
Okay. What's his shtick?
Smoke on Ilmater.
Oh, damn it.
The illusory.
Well, we did have Elminster's pipe on this scene.
Yeah, almost certainly this cleric has this.
There's smoking with the pixies going on, too.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
This battle gets polymorphed into a kangaroo that has a nervous tick that it plays in its pouch.
I'm back in Bronwyn again.
Yes, you are.
Okay, a kangaroo
with a nervous
tick in its pouch.
Why is the tick nervous?
You know,
it's an actual tick.
You gotta get me out of here.
That's what's coming.
Inevitably, someone brings up the DTs. Yeah, okay. Okay. Oh, dear.
Why do we meet once a year?
It's because it takes you a year to forget what a bad idea this is.
Yes, Jay?
So next year you can start with a kangaroo who's got a nervous tick with a pouch of holding.
Pouch of holding? To the demiplane of kangaroo.
Is he the captain of the kangaroo?
No, of course.
Yes.
The captain of kangaroos, yes. Yeah. And I am Mr. Green Jeans, but I won't show them to you. Because I keep my jeans inside.
It has to be, in that case, if it's one of the members, one of the people in the duel who loses, it has to be the Infernal Revenue agent, who is, after all, from Down Under.
Mm. Yes.
Too right.
Too right.
I don't. Okay, so. Such yep. depravity. Oh, yeah, I love it.
That's all you. You need to tell them that one. I'm too embarrassed. I'm too embarrassed.
Lisa?
So if the Infernal Revenue Agent was fell from the House
Aceo.
Aceo.
So he fell he from fell. House Aceo. I didn't say it.
And he has a friend, Connie Lingus, and all that. Yeah, huh?
No. He has a friend who can translate what the sword says and is a cunning linguist.
Save! Done, as in, you leave me now. Before it gets better. Okay, yeah, I can definitely work with that. Yeah, I can see trilogy written all over this.
Because so you won't have to come back next year.
Because somebody has to
the
get from A to B.
Rosemary. And likes to take a lot of time.
Da-ding-ch. Oh.
Is that the sage Rosemary?
Yes.
She said.
That's the sage Rosemary. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah. Where's
okay. Well, I did actually. I can. We haven't used that before. We threatened to, but we haven't. So we can.
Actually, Ed's finally beaten. He's like, well, I fended it off for years now, but
yes.
Now it's just going.
I'm just giving
well,
in.
Well, there is parsley. It's in the keeping of the drow. It is elvish parsley.
Da-ding. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, I want to hit myself for that one.
Yes. And so you should. Wow. And I'm not going to sing Elvis.
Oh, come on.
No.
You should name
the band. Oh, it's got a speech impediment. It wouldn't be Elvish. It would be Elvis.
Elfith?
Elvis.
Elfith.
Oh, you're so selfish. Deeply selfish. No, it just doesn't have
selfish?
The...
Selfish?
It doesn't have the ring to it.
I'm something, you know, it's Elvis partially.
And... Anything else?
There's a fine line between good and bad taste, and this event skips rope with it.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we just sort of leaped over right at the beginning and kept on running.
So, we have a bathhouse. We need soap.
We need soap? Haven't we slid far enough? Forever blowing bubbles and all that?
No.
Our cunning linguist is obviously the one with the speech impediment.
Oh, inevitably.
Great, so he could translate every language and no one can understand his translations.
There you go. In the pub next to the bathhouse.
I'm pretty sure the cunning linguist is also a master debater.
Oh, wow. Same
master debater.
Well, what time? Time check. No, no, what's the exact time?
3:18.
3:18 before the master debater came up.
1 hour, 15 minutes.
Whip it out. Mark that. Okay. Faster next time,
it's all on audio.
Gentlemen. Okay. Okay, now, let's have something completely different.
A man with three buttocks.
No, it's been done. Come on,
a man
right?
With four.
I need something completely different, not something from Monty Python. I can do all the Monty Python.
Meanwhile, in the city of Aglaron, etc., etc. Someone else says
it. There's no city.
Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry. Meanwhile, in the city of Airspur, within the land of Aglaron,
Wait a minute. We should choose another.
Meanwhile,
somebody was getting
someone. Ed, someone else go quick.
Please.
I think we need another venue, but I like the meanwhile. So, do we have another site in the realms?
What about Nethril?
No. I'd like to avoid Gondolgrim. I'd like to avoid
Vilhelm.
Airspur. I'd like to avoid places that people.
Raven's Bluff.
The ruins of Halrun?
Airship, warship.
Or one of the floating
watership
boats.
Down.
In floating boats. The floating earth boats that have been torn down.
There are many things that float my boats, but.
No, the earth boats.
How about your boats?
Underdark.
Yeah, the big floating earth boats. I mean. They're now in the realms.
Chult. Floating earth boats. Chult. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, I can evolve all these things. Now, somebody mentioned Waterdeep, and we've walked through Waterdeep. Yeah, Waterdeep can take anything, right?
Yes.
Okay.
An unexpected visit to the Ten Towns by someone who is woefully underdressed for the occasion.
Go to Undermount and see Howls.
Thank you, Mr. Subtle.
Bit of a nip in the air.
Gotta keep those tips up, yes.
I do like the idea of Hallister if you want to go there. What if you want to go there?
Said the owner of the bathhouse.
all of a sudden, all this stuff, Hallister would just find completely interesting.
He would make logical.
I want to hear.
This whole story is what Halaster saw before the spell plague hit, which is the reason why
the spell plague hit.
The reason why he went mad in the
last. He attended one of Ed's spinning yarn.
The bucket from the Portal Inn is on the list.
Ooh.
Which bucket? The bucket from the well? Okay.
The one they lower down for payment.
Ah. Oh, I like that one. Okay.
It's cursed.
Wait, where are we?
Yeah, by someone who didn't have the money to come back up.
Well, if you have a cursed bucket, you know it's always getting kicked.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Did he?
She's keeping really good notes.
Oh, yeah.
And adding someone for Owen, I'm sure.
I would love that.
Please disregard.
Say.
Oh!
Hey, you got to share it. Spin a yarn, not spin a yarn privately with Ed.
Why is the title at the top of the notes Psychiatric Evaluation?
That's 142.
442.
Time mark. Bidi, bidi,
bidi. I thought 423.
So we're in Waterdeep now, right?
Waterdeep was mentioned as a place, a possible venue, just in the passing parade and panoply.
Yes.
I do not want to put it right back in Waterdeep because we just did one.
I like the Vilhelm.
Well, I'm thinking we've got the Ring of Teleportation. We may have some very rapid
locations. And have a lot of meanwhiles.
Meanwhile.
Candle Keep.
Cormier? Candlekeep.
Harua.
Westgate.
Raven's Bluff.
Elminster's bed.
Elminster's bed.
But he's not there.
He's not there.
He's not there. Elminster's furniture is appearing in the story, but he is not.
The Ring of Teleportation takes them in to his chamber, but he's not there, and then they teleport out. It's very uneventful, except for a great, awesome description that will be written by Ed Greenwood.
Now I have, including a basket hanging out of the bed.
His room was like furrows of wheat. Like furrows of wheat with the dew of countless ages running down the boats that know over.
He had multiple count umbrellas.
So our ring is malfunctioning and just flipping people around?
It's cursed.
That's a lot of
meanwhiles. The ring malfunctions and triggers uncontrollably when it gets wet.
In the bathhouse.
Oh, jeez.
In the codpiece. On the inside. Yeah.
I'm dead inside of the codpiece.
And I don't want to read around.
And grade 3 and 4 teachers across America will be showing this to their students. As an example of where you could go if you become a writer. And what you could achieve. Yes, sir.
There's a doppelganger
who
looks like
a mystery. Murder mystery.
Time to stir it a bit.
Add some cream.
We need to stir the pudding.
Add some cream. Oh no.
I'll use my patented stirrer. Now, I wonder if this is really water. If it's not, I may turn into
it's Kool-Aid.
Dr. Jekyll.
If it's something stronger, you gotta share.
You may turn into Dr. Jekyll.
Yeah.
Ed, if you turn into Dr. Jekyll after this, wow.
Mrs. Jekyll.
A what? I missed it.
Cheese golems.
Cheese golems? That sounds amazing. But they can't travel too far south. Or they'll melt.
Okay, but no string golems.
No, they're already
that, would be,
that leads to a question. What do you call Swiss cheese in the realms?
Yeah.
It's not Swiss.
It's isn't
holy
in the
cheese.
Realms.
Holy.
It's holy cheese.
Holy cheese.
Going to kind of temple.
Anything else?
What about a priestess of Soon?
What about a priestess of Soon? I think of myself
all
the time.
It sounds like the beginning of a limerick.
Every Friday night I go, where's my priestess of
Soon? There once was a priestess of Soon.
And my wife says, you'll be lucky! And we goes downhill from there. Hmm.
We need some heroes. We have several villains in here.
I thought our halfling was a hero.
He's invisible.
Bongo, the half-orc slayer of cheese golems.
Bongo.
What's
there
going to
be?
Bongo.
Oh.
Slayer.
Slayer.
I'm good.
Greater.
So Bongo, the half-orc slayer of cheese, and his epic weapon, the cheese shredder.
It's a giant two-handed grater.
It's a two-handed grater.
Okay, and Jay has.
I'm sorry.
The tiny cocktail cheese knife.
Cocktail cheese knife. Yes.
At some point in the story, the cheese golems confront all of the assorted undead animals in a chapter titled "Cheese It the Fuzz."
Oh.
Good grief.
Well, brief anyway.
And this cheese is aged correctly. Correct. It's got to be aged cheese.
Aged cheese.
Or else it would spoil. Really? And it would be okay going pretty well south.
Yeah. Strong cheese. Yes.
Going back to one of the articles you wrote for Dragon Magazine many, many, many years ago, and something, just a little thing that I thought was extremely cool, a king's tear is involved in the story in some way.
Cool.
However, the image in it is extremely compromising.
Uh-oh.
Is someone reading Phil Profound in Milk?
Ooh, let's put that in.
Chapbook.
Phil Ferrell, Bound and Willing. Title of a suppressed chapbook of Cormier.
Underground. I ain't spending hours, the only way to get that one.
I should write a few sample pages of it and give them just to my editrix so she knows what it is that we're dealing with here.
Chapbook? No.
And for no particularly good reason, at the height of all of confusion, a paladin chases someone through the middle of the bathhouse and out.
Okay. I can work with that.
I do like the random paladin.
Can be a paladin
a school for young mages in the Shin Empire is scrying upon Cormier while all this is taking place.
Meanwhile, there's your meanwhile.
Scrying in a bathhouse makes perfect sense.
You're going to look in a window. Pick the right window.
Who's crying? Who's crying?
The who is crying?
Who's crying?
School of Young Wizards in the Shu Empire.
What was that?
Shu?
Shu.
Shu.
Shu. Shu. Honey, I'll be home soon.
The instructor of the young wizard said, "See, this is what can happen when you become a writer."
Ooh. Oh! Yes.
Is that the impaled body in the alley that you point to? This is what can happen when you become a writer.
Let's not always see the same hands.
You should be impaled with a pen because the pen is mightier than the sword.
Did you?
Well, the sword faints the glove. That's not that hard.
Okay, now, wait a minute. We can't actually use that because we did use the pen is mightier than the sword in the second spinny yarn. And then someone suggested it again for the fourth spinny yarn, and I sort of hinted at it. But unless we want to make this strong pen a continuing character with a name, I really don't think we should call upon its services again.
Richard.
How about a case where the sword turns out to be mightier than the
pen?
Oh,
because this time around it would be Richard III? Yes.
Well, in order to include the bathhouse, why don't we call the guy Gabe Athouse?
No. Oh. Oh, God. Okay, we can note it down.
Back to the cheese.
Yeah, back to the cheese.
I've learned to be wary of your contribution, sir, when you raise your hand, because you raise it so seldom. What else were you thinking of? You were thinking of something. I could see it in your eyes. And you started to put your hand up, and then you put it down again. What is it that you didn't dare share with us?
He can write it again.
No, honestly, I've got nothing.
Okay, all right, that's good. Okay.
It was there.
It was there, and now it's gone. Okay.
It ran away.
Thought that ran away.
The thought
put
that
down.
The thought that ran that's away. That's deep.
Anything over...
Oh. And it's causing mischief.
Can our paladin be a worshiper of Soon?
Well, there we go.
Yes.
That's why they were spying on the bathhouse. Mm-hmm.
Looking for beauty with the dead kid. Oh, so lovely.
Yes.
The last line of the book should be, "And now you know why the good guys always win."
I can work with that.
Now, where are the good guys?
Now, do the good guys always get the girl, too?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Well, I do have
the girl is an ogre with fish in her tights. How is that winning?
Hey, it's all relative, man. So it's a question of where you set your bars.
Where the fish swimming up and down.
No, the paladin falls in love with the pregnant werecat.
Ooh. Where did the werecat get pregnant?
The bathhouse.
You'd have to ask.
We have to figure it out now.
Ask the paladin; he knows.
Please silence your cell phones.
Always get a little
subtle.
Get a little.
Get a little something
on the side.
So what happened to the sword?
In the snow, yes. Oh boy, it's like we have Canadians in the audience.
We have pink snow and a crimson tie to deal with still.
And yellow snow.
Okay, leave that to me. I'm the trained professional here.
So it's when.
I wouldn't know what you took for training. Never mind, maybe I don't.
Meet me later in that little room over there.
What is perhaps the wrong
interruption? So, anything else? He laughed maniacally.
Music elementals.
Ooh.
Music elementals.
La 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 la.
Actually, that's la 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 la. Okay, that'll give me. I can put in the lyrics. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty sure one of the cheese elementals had an accident with some azure paint. Now it's blue cheese.
Well, maybe he's just sad. Yeah.
Maybe it's sad.
And randomly, the paladin goes running by the scene with the azure cheese elemental golem and yells, "That's cheesy."
Very.
That suggestion was cheesy.
Exactly.
The cheese golems and all of the undead animals wind up being deposited in Dispater's throne room in lieu of the items on the list.
Oh.
Dispater is not pleased.
He's displeased.
He's
transformed as Dispater. He's
disparaged. Oh boy, now we have high drama in our story.
So I end up dropping a whole bunch of cheesy pussy into the throne.
Oh, I knew that was coming.
Of the Iron Duke, yes.
I was just trying to sidle past that.
I was trying to help, man, I promise.
End scene.
Well, there were all this bunch of BDs running around earlier. So
getting back to that. The Crimson Tide is responsible for an outbreak of vicious crabs on the beaches.
The spell plague is actually one big BD.
And we just smash your nuts from the sky. Eat flaming death, Nazi pigs.
Yes. Is this a Rome shattering event or what?
No, but it may make people wish that it was.
Well, what else could I do with this? Oh, leave that to me.
They're created by the sheer persistence of certain songs. The fact that so many people get those songs stuck in their head, that their communal memories generate enough energy to take on.
Here comes another verse that's worse than the other. Yeah.
The only people that can get music that spread throughout the realms would have to be a harper.
Da-doom-tsh. Okay. Yes, definitely.
Oh, that was a time check.
They're singing the Cormite's boast wrong.
1 hour 30 minutes, 25 seconds.
Wrong. They're completely out of key.
Or they're completely out of key.
Or at least one of them.
So we must have.
So there's some discord.
No, they're getting all the words wrong.
We must have a rogue to correct this problem so that they have the correct key.
But I'm fine. A locksmith to help them.
Well, I do have until next August, so. And I will write some on the way home. Well, driving home.
I don't envy.
Well, no, this gets to be fun after a while. When it's that ridiculous, it gets to be fun. anything else? Uh-oh.
7 pages of notes and counting.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Size 11 font.
Whoa.
Do you have a page limit on your trilogy?
No, it's electronic, so we can just keep stretching them pixels from now until doomsday.
Careful.
Don't
what
forget
asking.
I said, yeah.
Yeah. It just keeps going.
No, we did that before.
Yeah.
Although, I seem to remember that somebody changed it to keeps coming and coming and coming, right? Because we didn't want to...
We didn't want to rip off.
Yeah.
I just step on anyone's toes.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Anything else? Anybody got anything more?
I'm lost. I don't even know where we're at.
The sword should be singing. That's the sword you're going to be
singing sword.
To your elementals.
Singing sword of song.
Okay.
Well, it's being carried by a paladin this soon, so you know it has to be a love song.
Just an old-fashioned love song. Okay.
It's an intelligent sword.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, we can do that. Yeah, I can do that. Anything else?
How do I fit in cheesy 70s porn music?
1370s.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do I describe that? The same guitar riff over and over, you know?
No, you got to have a saxophone. Come on,
if you're
talking about cheesy
70s.
Or a flute.
Oh, I couldn't afford those sort of porn movies. I had to stick with the ones that just had the guitar loop.
Like the banjo? No sax in the story, please.
No sax, yes. Anything else? Come on, folks. I'm dying up here.
I mean, we have almost nothing for this.
How many pages of notes were there from last year?
Not that many.
Not as many as
well, where's Bruce?
About seven.
Oh, was it?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it was about seven.
You know, Bruce, you haven't put anything into the story yet.
So as the halfling observed the sword and chastity belt, something happened, and that something will be given to you by another participant.
Oh, Matt, you weasel.
No, it's a beaver.
Oh, excuse me. I could never tell those two apart. Although I must admit, when reading over the notes from last year, there was one line in them that said, no, absolutely not. Never. No. I don't know what it was. It was the no absolutely not. But whoever's fingers were on the keyboard made
an editorial decision.
Are you saying there's seven pages of no, not?
No. Well, there was only one notation.
Well, that's for last year.
Yeah.
There's more than that this year.
Hmm.
So where did our story end up last? What part of the realms were we
in?
Okay, we can work with this.
That's right. So a paladin running through the outhouse.
Not the outhouse.
The outhouse.
Man.
Bathhouse.
That was...
I just try to slip that in?
Hey, no pot of humor.
That wasn't a Freudian slip. That was a goddamn Freudian wardrobe.
Save!
Oh. Anything else, folks? Anything you want to see immortalized in a superb realm story? Or even this one?
No. You have no clue.
Yes.
I think your note taker should be immortalized.
Yeah,
she needs an editor. She needs an editor.
She can be the editor of the forms.
Thought bubble overhead, no.
Oh,
a candle keep. A candle.
Editor of the forms.
Susan, you get editorial approval over all of this anyway.
I know.
But you certainly do over this bit. Because, you know, we have to work together. So anything I say can and will should be used against me.
But Ed will live vicariously through his fans.
I might mention it. Certain tattoo.
Ah, yes.
Lady. So not by name, but by tattoo.
Exactly.
What do you think?
A young scribe.
Depends on what you do with her.
Will happen.
Oh, there's the blush. There's the blush.
Save. We did sort of have to cheat to get that blush.
Oh, we're working on a story element.
A story element?
You mean I'm doing field research and table research and carpet?
Yeah. Is it fire, water, air,
smoke?
To err is human. No.
Yes.
Sorry.
Well, for talking about elementals, to err is human, to fire give is divine.
Ooh. I like the twisted way your mind works, sir. Okay.
Well, there's always a first.
Oh, no. There's a line we have to put into the story.
What about a plot elemental?
What would it be doing in this story?
I'm just trying to think of what to do.
Plot elemental could be dying of loneliness.
In which case it would need a burial plot.
Oh!
And on that note, as a second reduction high.
Uh-oh. Are we going to have to be formal now?
No. Uh-oh.
One of the irritating
I'm in that one for a few seconds.
One of the irritating tunes begins with the line, "There once was a rich man named Mert."
Oh,
Oh,
and
boy.
You can work with that.
Oh, I can. You bet. It's not his money.
Whose jewels were so big that
what's
they hurt.
Bingo!
It's not the size of your jewels, it's how you spend them.
It's how you polish them.
Merton has polished gems.
I'm pretty sure it's
his jewels were so bright that I couldn't help noticing them when the sun glinted on them. Yes.
And he's so rich, he has someone else polish them.
The story has now progressed to Mert and his jewels.
Unfortunately, you can never get the answer.
I was talking about Mert's codpiece earlier. I mean,
no, well, Mert never sells these gems, for they are deeply seated within his family. For their
deeply seated, subtle white prick. Good.
With the
good.
All right.
No. Put that back in. He actually said that they hurt, but I
you like that one better?
Yeah, I like that one better.
Given that about the
I just
only...
tried to fill in the blank.
Kind of.
That's what she said.
Is this implying that the editor has the mind along the same ways as
the writer?
I cannot speak for the editor.
I'm sort of disturbed by the fact that she came up with another rhyme, because the only other one I can think of off the top of my head is squirt.
Save!
Or squirt. Spurt.
Or flirt.
Could we have spurt, squirt, and flirt just written in a line there? But none of those were the rhyme she came up with.
Ooh.
Which I'll share with you next August online.
There you go.
And you God, only want to be
oh, yes! Brian, you rogue you. I love it.
Thanks, Brian.
Notes look past the eyes. Teacher count. They
you can read
it
aloud. I don't mind.
She's intently reading. Look at that. She's
like, yeah, well, that's what's happening with her eyes.
I'm not sure if that's a look of fascination or horror. Or
it's the look, it's the cold iron stare of the trained professional.
Can I have it back? Or you want to read it first?
I want to read it out loud. There once was a rich man named Mert, whose jewels were so big that they hurt. And when he went stalking, he had trouble walking. So out he went nights in a skirt. Of course.
Yes.
I thought that was Brian.
Yep.
I drove 983 miles for this.
And you love everyone.
I love everyone.
983 miles.
And he would drive 900 miles.
No, please no. Okay. All right. Maybe yes. Versatility is a spice. Anything else? Are we all copacetic here? Are we?
I think that was a perfect way to.
Do we need to dress people, put people in certain armor, clothes?
Whoa, people are dressed in these stories?
Are they a tax collector? Is he
a man
of great finery? Or
we know he wears a codpiece.
It could look like a funeral.
Yeah, was.
Well, yeah, people do have to be dressed because there's so much undressing going on so far in what we've written down. That
he's a tax collector. He wears a very conservative tunic. Of a dark color and a conservative color.
A civil suit.
Yes.
Very civil suit. Oh.
You knew it was coming.
Yes, and coming.
From Jay, yes.
Oh, if he's wearing a cloak, he has used it as a napkin.
Your mind is almost as filthy as mine. I like that. Okay. What's cool? I just love looking at Macs that were built, you know, after I was born. You know, as to the ones I have at home. I have a Blackbird. Well, I have actually two Blackbird, but one of them doesn't work anymore unless you hotwire it into the wall, so I do.
No, he's not talking about the computers. The scary thing is he's not talking about the computers.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else that our masterpiece is not complete without?
Not that it'll work, no.
So as everything wraps up, everyone decides to gather for the big night for the cabaret dancers. And as Mert is lugging his jewels in his skirt to the final dance, they're checking off the VIPs, and he gets up to the front, and they stop him. They ask him for his name. He says his name's Mert. And they pull out the list, and his name is not on it.
I'm thinking.
Yeah, he owns the cabaret.
That's why it's...
Oh, yeah, he owns the curtains.
Wait, are those the curtains that... Never mind.
Yeah. And that's the carpet.
Now, okay.
So he's a dude.
Someone, refresh my memory. Somebody last night who wasn't going to be here wanted an element.
Oh, Aton wanted cloth diapers.
Cloth diapers.
Oh.
And you weren't going to say it. Okay, that's good.
Well done. Yeah.
If we have cloth diapers, we need some way to dress our naked halfling.
This is where he becomes not naked anymore.
Oh, there you go. A crazed woman
thinks he's a child.
You
have to put a diaper on the child.
You have to put a diaper on the child.
Well, we never did establish why the ogre...
Pin the diaper on the child.
We never did establish why Salmonella was chasing him. He's small. He's defenseless looking. To an ogre, he might well look like a child.
Oh, there you go. She's trying to put a diaper on because he's naked.
Ah.
Or lunch.
Your lunch.
The naked lunch. Wait, that's been used.
Naked supper.
The naked supper. Yeah, that would be satire as a defense under law.
The naked truth.
Switzerland, no extradition.
The naked truth.
Chapter 10.
Chapter 13.
Do you need a sound check?
Maybe our halfling is naked because he is cursed so that he can't help but keep telling the truth.
And why would that make him naked?
That
people
nobody knows.
Him out of his clothes.
People have lied to him.
People have lied to him so much.
Okay.
So it's the naked truth.
It's the naked truth.
That's how you know it's the truth.
Because
who naked would lie to you?
Alternatively, if you get him engaged.
Where do they have to hide?
Alternatively.
You know, in my life experience thus far, lots of naked people have lied to me. They've said things like, oh, I'll respect you in the morning. Oh,
but this is a halfling.
This
it's nice, short, and sweet.
To him, it's a curse to me.
Or, it's okay, I'm a trained professional. I've done this before.
There's one thing you have to remember about halflings. Tall man, short man. Tall man, short man.
And your point?
No, he is, in fact.
What's she writing down? None of this.
Yes.
Okay. And I think we're almost done. Any famous last words that you want in this book?
Why does my pipe smell funny?
That's the last scene. Why does my pipe smell funny? As he returns to his bedroom.
It should be the last line.
The meanwhile. What's
the last line?
Meanwhile.
That's Elminster's cameo appearance.
Anybody else?
I'm done.
I can't figure out how to justify it.
Whatever happened to the sword?
You mean it's going to be unjustified?
Yeah.
Ragged right?
Okay. Cloth
vipers.
Cloth vipers.
What happened to the sword?
Cloth vipers?
I just can't figure out how to... I'm still intrigued by the...
All-weather vipers?
I'm curious.
Just love the fact that we've turned Mert into a freak show.
With big jewels.
Long-standing tradition, isn't
it? Well, you know, everybody needs a job. No,
yeah,
Matt.
It may all be lies about Mert. It may all be lies about Mert. You have to ask the Hobbit.
The halfling. He's the only one.
He's the only one who knows the truth.
I don't know if his name is Mulder Quit.
Is he a Scotsman down deep inside? Talking about the skirt, I just wondered if he was a Scotsman down deep inside.
Only the halfling would know, because only the halfling can fit underneath.
Yeah.
His hairdresser would also know. For sure. Anything else? Anybody want to do tricks with smoke and mirrors for this? Any neat ideas? Any spells you want to see turned inside out?
There's so many jokes with magic missile, I can't even do it.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Why not spell dyslexia?
Ooh.
Ooh.
That would be fun.
But you have to write it out, dyslexia spell.
Dyslexia verbal spell problems not hard.
Well, maybe that's part of it.
Get that down.
Raise... Or no, yeah. Summon undead beaver cohort.
Summon anvil.
Summon anvil.
Right there.
That's a spell I can't so understand why it wasn't in the spell list in first edition.
The level of the spell is how high up you can put the anvil.
Well, it's not how high, it's how...
Nebbia, thank you.
Already.
Thank you, Matt.
That's it. Your level is how far has already been falling? One of the peers of foot butter, yeah.
What is this big beast crushing anvil?
Ooh. Oh, I don't know if I should ruin Bigby one more time, but...
Did you sell him that?
No, I thought I
should. Volo's crushing anvil.
I don't think Volo ever progressed that far. But okay.
He's smart. He didn't ever.
Alaster's crushing an anvil. Oh, no, he developed.
Yeah, you know how it's been there.
Parkle.
Oh.
That's a good choice.
Yes. I can work with Harkle. I can work with Alaster, yeah.
I've got one spell for you. Volothamp's dead arm.
Volothamp's dead arm. Yes.
Harkle's hackle.
Harkle's hackle.
It's like a scream or sound.
And
you go with all the noise from the metal.
Are we at time or do?
We're at time.
Okay. So any last things? Shout them out now. This is last round time. So
summon quiche.
Melt cheese.
Someone's been in Indiana too long, or Wisconsin.
That's why I said it right.
Sorry.
Go on. At least you didn't say
and I really
cheese.
Want to say this, but
cut cheese.
I'm gonna fail my willpower. I'm gonna fail my will save. All right, shave beaver.
Is this a spell?
It's a spell, right?
Oh, okay.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Why? My body's there. My mind may as well keep it company.
I suppose it may also work on the cats.
Hey, you could work on the cats, too.
Excuse me?
It's an effect. It also works on cats.
Oh.
Shave kitties? Naked bacon.
Naked bacon.
A felon right at the end of this named Ios. Who goes around salting donkeys?
What the?
Save! You bet that's got to go in. And I think that pretty much brings the 2010 edition of Spin!
Yes! You survived it! Yes!
There will be a fantasy. A fantasy tale will come out of this faster than last year. And you all helped write it.
You better not attach my name.
We can write fantasy epics. Yes, we can!
Yay!
Well, that's Ed Greenwood's Spinny Yarn Seminar from Gen Con 2010. I hope you enjoyed it, and hopefully you're not blushing too badly. I want to thank Noble Knight Games for their continuing support of the Tome Show, as well as Ed Greenwood and Wizards of the Coast for allowing me to record the seminar. You can email me at thetomeshow@gmail.com or visit the forums at vorpalnetwork.com. And of course, don't forget to call into the Tomes Biz line with your comments, questions, or stories about upcoming episodes, which will cover topics including Gen Con, Dark Sun, Psionic Power, D&D Essentials, and of course, you can always call up with and request a bit of advice that a future guest and myself could answer in an advice episode. Just call 919-BIZ-TOME. That's 919-BIZ-TOME. Review the show. Make sure you get out there and review the show on iTunes or get out there and tell people about it. That helps grow the show. And don't forget to consider checking out the Tome's Amazon store for products discussed in the show and more. The show gets part of the proceeds, and that helps keep us on the air. Links for things mentioned in the show can be found in the show notes on the website at thetomeshow.com. This has been the final Gen Con 2010 special episode, Ed Greenwood's Spin a Yarn, presented to you here on
The Tome, The Tome, The Tome, The Tome.
I'm on the wall.